Here's your Sunday morning devotional with Dr. Dan Haefeli, pastor of Maranatha Baptist Church at 3400 DeWitt Avenue in Mattoon.
Hey, we're going to start out in Genesis, way back at the beginning of the Bible, Genesis chapter 2. The Bible says that God took Adam and he put him in the Garden of Eden. And he said in verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." One of the most interesting verses in the scripture is this right here. Why? Because it shows what God really wanted for us. You see, a lot of times with religious crowds, we get to talking about all the things we shouldn't do, all the things we can't do, all the things that we should say no to. And the truth is, God started out with all of the things you could do. He gave man a garden full of trees. He said, you can have anything you want out of this garden, anything at all. Every tree that's here is for you. It's for your happiness, for your contentment, for your enjoyment. But he said, there's one tree that I don't want you to touch. But isn't it interesting that by chapter 3 of Genesis, guess where you find mankind? Sitting in the shade of that tree, looking at it, thinking about how pretty it was. And we had all the other trees available to us. Do you know what? I want to tell you something. If you want to get rid of bad things in your life, stop looking at them, stop fixating on them, and fill yourself, fill your mind, fill your heart, fill your life with all the good things God said you could do. There's so much more that God says you can do than what God says you can't do. Did you know even in the New Testament, he boiled down all the Ten Commandments to two just so we could handle it? He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might, with all thy strength. He said, and love your neighbor as yourself. These two commandments, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That's the way God sees it. Why don't you go out and find out what he's got for you today? God bless you and have a great day, okay?